left behind. Get it
treat her right, she gonna love you through the night, and I'm That is Dustin Bentall, who's joined us with the title track to his record, Streets With No Lights. And before that, we heard the title track to Leroy Stagger's new record, Depression River. And Leroy and Dustin are here along with John Ellis. Welcome, gentlemen. It is such a treat to have all of you here. Very exciting.
Our pleasure.
Thank you very much. Dustin, I've been listening to your record all weekend, just over and over again. I absolutely love it. It's fantastic. And Lee Raiders is okay, too.
Thanks a lot.
It's largely due to the guy standing in between us right now. John Ellis produced both those records.
Step up a little closer there, if you don't mind.
Yeah, just that's right. We're here with John Ellis, who produced both the records.
And did a fine job. And you've been playing with everybody around this weekend. You played with
it's
Barney last night.
It's pretty hard to turn around in this town without seeing me sitting there twanging away on something. Yeah, it's been a... It hasn't been a holiday, put it that way.
That's for sure. Yeah. And you have a lengthy list of resume. You have a lengthy resume of people you've worked with that.
Yeah, as of late, I guess, you know. But Dustin's dad, Barney, his new record. My wife, Leslie Alexander. Who else lately?
That you remember?
Yeah.
Playing with?
Pika Tanya's.
Yeah.
Jeremy Fisher's
new album.
That's.
Tanya's Chinatown record. Yeah.
That's a who's who of stuff we like here on this show. So
cool,
it's a treat to have you here.
Thank
for sure.
Thank you very much.
And Leroy, loving the new record more and more every time I listen to it.
Thanks
very much. It's a good one. I think you really nailed it this time.
Cool.
Thanks to a lot of help from John Ellis, of course.
Yeah, he did a few things on it.
Yeah.
He pitched in a little bit here and there. Anyways, Ken's guitar's got to leave, I understand.
Yeah. Well, he says there's one song left in it. So,
right, well,
you know, and then he's off to WestJet.
All right. Well, let's hear that song from Ken's guitar before it has to leave.
All right.
I'm going to play one of my new songs. It's a bluegrass song I wrote called Prairie Home. Cattle.
Leroy, you're getting better and better all the time. I just...
do another one.
Oh.
I can't stop the music.
For sure. All right, well, Ken's given us the okay, so yeah, please, guys, if you don't mind.
New song called The Old Lonely Roamer. Well, did you ever hear about old Dobro Dan? He picked a guitar down around Kansas for $50 a meal and a bottle of rye. Well, the folks who'd seen all the rest, they all say Dan picked the best, but he never came around but that one time. There's another story about Moonshine and Ricky. He picked a guitar down in Mississippi. You could even see him with a banjo on his knee. Well, the folk, they never seen one played so well. The beautiful traveling stories he'd tell. He only broke out of jail to be free. Well, this is the story of the old lonely roamer. He picked a guitar down in Oklahoma. Till a man with a check in his hand come to see. Well, he said, you can spend it on crystals and pearl-handled pistols. For all I care, boy, I just want a piece of the meat. Little Johnny Ellis. Got a house in the Sunshine State. She tells the story of a guitar player come to town. She offered him a place to stay for the night if he'd open up his case to play. She loved to hear on her walls the guitar sound. Yeah, but he got up and gone the next morning at the sound of a train whistle's warning. With a thank you, ma'am, you've been so kind to me. If you hear someone playing down at Leroy's place, you don't know the name, but you might have seen the face. You never know, ma'am, it just might be me. Well, that's the story of the old lonely roamer. He picked a guitar down in Oklahoma till a man with a check in his hand come to see. Well, he said, you can spend it on crystals or pearl-handled pistols. For all I care, boy, I just want a piece of me. But if he had money to throw around, he'd be as melancholy as a clown with a different name for every town. Yeah, if he had money to throw around, he'd be as melancholy different name for every sound.
Very nice indeed, Dustin Bentaller.
Old Lonely Roamer. It's always been Leroy's place too, since
I've met
you.
Is that
right? Yeah.
Is that the Guitar Repo Man?
What's that?
Are you the Guitar Repo Man?
No, I'm saying keep going. You just can't stop the music. They're taking pictures out there now. The boys with their, you know,
I like the boys with the haircuts. That's a good look. Yeah. All right, yeah. Hey, Ken says go, you guys go.
I can't. I've never heard that guitar sound. So I can't stop that.
It's a beaut.
My guitar will never forgive me. That other new one.
Where is cable?
What?
Can I borrow your cable? Oh,
you can just use that one on your guitar if you want.
Bring it me, you guys.
I'm gonna do another new song. This one's about this fella I heard a story about in Montana. I spent a little bit of time down there in the last couple years, and going into this junk shop. They got all these old parts stores and car junkyards and stuff. And I ran into this one called Old George's, and I found out the story about him. Georgie worked in the tool shack on the other side of town, fixing carburetors and laying old junk cars down. Said he never married but a daughter that he had. She went to school in Missoula, never saw much of her dad. Said her name was Sarah Jane, with blue eyes like the sea. She's about as beautiful could be. And there's a light that shines at the end of the tunnel for good old boys and old bar drunks like me. When the light gets bright, we're coming to the air, boy. So say a prayer for old John, George and me. Yeah, say a prayer for old John, George and me. Well, Georgie just kept collecting parts and put his money away. Walmart opened up their doors, he didn't have too much to say. He said freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose. The only freedom folks around here got come from handguns and cheap booze. And there's a light that shines at the end of the tunnel. Good old boys and old bar drunks like me. When the light gets bright, we're coming to the end, boy. So save a prayer for old John, George and me. Save a prayer for old John, George and me. Old Georgie never hurt no one, all he did was try to save. Some kids come in looking for his stash and they put him in his grave. They tied him to a rocking chair and they beat him black and blue. Never gave him nothing and all his junk became brand new. And in between the blood and the grease, an angel he did rise. Said he never fell from grace but into her blue eyes. And there's a light that shines at the end of the tunnel. The good old boys and old bar drunks like me. When the light gets bright, we're coming to the end, boy. So save a prayer for old John, George and me. Save a prayer for old John, George and me.
Wow, that's pretty heavy stuff. Thanks. Great, great, great song, Leroy. I'm just always so amazed watching you, Leroy, because the changes, like from the one time I see you to the next time, you change and grow so much. Each time I see you, I'm totally blown away by that.
Well, this is just such a precious time in my life, Jeff. No, I think, you know, I'm pretty young and I haven't been doing this for all that long, you know, about 4 years since I picked up a guitar. And
like anything, as you get older and wiser and more experienced, you just kind of pick up things here and there. So, I don't know. Hanging out with John and playing with John has helped a ton. He really pushed me on this when we got to make this record to play well and to have that confidence in myself. So
that's so neat. I mean, when you started out, you were just singing in a punk band for fun, basically, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
And I mean, could you have guessed that you'd be making great country songs like that?
No, I would have had no idea. You know, but I well, maybe I did. You know, like ever since I was a kid, I knew that's what I was gonna, I wanted to do, was be a singer.
Yeah.
My heroes when I was a kid were Springsteen, Tom Petty, Neil Young. So it's kind of only natural, I guess, to kind of make that progression. That's always what I wanted to do. I always wanted to be in a band ever since I saw my first all-ages show, or, you know, I went and saw the Stones. My dad took me to see the Stones when I was young, and I was like, I want to do that.
Yeah.
You know.
And it's lots of people pick up on Ryan Adams as an influence on you, but certainly the more and more I see it, the more I see a huge Steve Earle influence. And I don't mean that as an insult.
No,
you're certainly not copying
him. That's a compliment.
I mean it as a real compliment, because you really, I think you're writing songs that are almost on that level.
Yeah.
I mean, these songs are fantastic.
Well, Steve is definitely someone whose songs have probably impacted me the hardest out of any. You know, Ryan is amazing musician and songwriter, and I really dig his music. As a person, I think we're probably a little bit similar, but you know, quite a bit different in what we're trying to do, I guess, maybe. But Steve is definitely such a huge influence on me, and you know, since the first time I saw him and met him and have heard his life story, you know, and like, I don't know, just like listening to new people too, like Townes Van Sant, and just realizing like what a craft it is to write a song and to get into that. I think it's starting to help out a little bit, and so it's kind of nice, you know.
So are you studying these guys and looking at how they write songs, or do you just...
Not really. I mean, just more like if music touches me in a certain way, like I want to find out what it is that is doing that, you know?
Yeah.
Whether it's the subject matter of a song or the chord progression or whatever, but I think, you know, it's really important. But I'm not... I don't have the patience to sit and, like, dissect a song and figure out. I just don't have that, unfortunately. Maybe someday, but
obviously there's some sort of natural thing that you're tapping into, because I you know, you can literally feel some of that stuff coming through you now.
Yeah.
which is really cool to see.
Well, some of the best songs I think are three chords and a good story, you know, so
that's all you need.
Yeah.
And like I said, the changes from record to record. The first one was Dear Love, which I really loved. It was you know, pretty rough around the edges and pretty rocking. And then you went and did kind of a more of a pop record with Danny Michelle and Beautiful House. And now you're back to this great kind of alt country vibe on Depression River. And then the other day you were talking about now you want to go and do a bluegrass record.
Yeah, strongly advised against it from the record label, but.
What do they know? I like it.
Exactly. No, I want to do it, well, partly because I need to get into more folk festivals, and they hear my records and are like, oh, it's a little too hard for us, but, you know. But also, like, bluegrass is just such a... I love it to death, and I've always loved playing it. And there's something about seeing a upright bass, mandolin, and a microphone, and a guitar player, singer, you know. Like, I really dig that.
Yeah.
And it's a beautiful... It's a really great thing, and I think I'm going to do it eventually this year, hopefully this year.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
And obviously, I mean, I'm seeing you in sort of a different setting this time, you know, hanging out with guys playing acoustic guitars together, but it kind of feels like you're kind of doing things differently, playing with people differently than before. It's not so much a backing band. These guys really, you know, sort of add to your songs. And
it's strange. I love everybody who I've ever played music with, but I think a lot of people, I kind of cut the... I cut the crap, the people that kind of brought me down, I think, on this year and this record and who I want to play with now. I think, you know, I think I was getting bummed out a lot traveling with the folks that I did before, and they're still all my really good friends, but I think we just had a different idea of how things were. And now, like, hanging out with Dustin and Barney and John, and kind of just getting... in the scene that there's all sorts of really good musicians that are all about playing music. They live and breathe music instead of, you know, worrying about their paying the bills or making money or whatever. It's all it's just about music, which is what I'm about, and I think it's important. So, you know, it's a little taking things a little more seriously
these days. Obviously you're growing in maturity and confidence as you go along too, which is
I think that just comes with the territory too.
For sure.
I played probably 250 shows last year, so
yeah,
I've been in some really weird predicaments, being thrown in front of weird thousands of people with my acoustic guitar, and just kind of have to make it work.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
to the wolves,
Those are the kind of experiences that have to make you stronger as a performer, though, right? I mean,
yeah,
getting thrown on those things.
It's true. And that's where you sink or swim, really.
Yeah. Tell us a bit about the making of this record and how it came about.
I used my band for that. Well, the band, it kind of went through a bit of a weird change right before we went in the studio. My bass player, Tyson, is one of my best friends, who we toured with for a couple years together, kind of left the band right before, about the week before we went into the studio.
Oh, really?
So then I called my old bass player, Lee Griswood, who plays on the first two records, and because we kind of had a bit of a falling out. And I just, you know, he's one of the best bass players around, but I just said, you know, like, listen, I need you to do this record with me. So we went into the factory in Vancouver with John, and, you know, it's kind of our first time in a really big, my first time in a big studio setting. So it was weird because there was no pressure at all, you know. Like I said, John let me bring my own band in there, and I think it worked out really well, and we kind of caught that essence of a band when we did. And like I said, he really pushed me to play. I played maybe one or two tracks on Beautiful House, and John made me play on everything.
Really?
And I was really reluctant to do that. I was, you know, oh, you play this, and John said, no, you play it. And it made me, I think I did a pretty good job, and it helped a lot. And he just gave me the confidence to go and make the record I wanted to make. It was pretty quick. Like, we blasted through it in 4 days, I think. So we were pulling like 4, 12, 15-hour days. So that was a little stressful. I think it would be nice to make a record over a month or so, but
yeah.
I don't know. But it was really easy and great, and it sounds amazing. Sheldon, the engineer, is amazing, so it's really cool.
John, I'm really curious to hear from you how you approached coming in, you know, with a young guy like Leroy, who's made very different kinds of records, and you know, he's kind of tried different things. How do you come in and approach his record? Like, what is your job? How much do you contribute to the overall picture, that kind of thing?
Well, I used to make a lot of cookie cutter records, you know, like back in the 80s and stuff, where, you know, no, you're not playing the guitar, you know, we're getting the studio cat to come in and play it, you know, and that's just the way things were done back then. And, you know, I just sort of got sick of that whole thing. And, you know, I think the singer-songwriters, it's the guitar and the voice that's got to be the connection. There it is. You know, with Leroy, Dustin, Jeremy, Fisher, like Barney, all that stuff was taken live off the floor, guitar and vocal. And I, for me, that's where the essence of the song is, and everybody can kind of react to that. And it's hard to find people that can actually pull that off.
Yeah.
You know, like there's...
I think people can relate to more of that real...
For me, producing records like in this fashion, it's just kind of, you know, creating the vibe, making it all very comfortable. The band walks in, everything's taken care of, and you sit down and hopefully grab it by the first, second, or third take.
Mm-hmm. So,
and
so you kind of try and go and pull out whatever's already in there, like mm-hmm. you try and coax the best out of them.
Absolutely, what they're already it's just kind of a waiting game, and sometimes it just happens fast. You know, you can't go in there and try and, you know, suggest too many things, you know, unless the person is, you know, like a classical musician and they're able to change things around. You know, so it's a delicate sort of a scene, and it's different for everybody. So,
obviously, you with great experience in the music industry, you've been doing records for a long time. Yep. Coming in with a couple of young guys who are Dustin, you're 23,
is that right? Yeah.
And Leroy, you what
24
are you 24
next week.
Now?
Next week.
obviously they must learn a lot from you, that kind of goes without saying, but are you kind of sort of reinventing yourself and learning as you go from these young guys?
Oh, absolutely.
As well?
I'm learning from these guys.
Yeah.
You know, these guys are the songwriters of the day. You know, there's a whole contingent of young guys out in Vancouver, Cam Latimer, Ridley Bent. They're just wonderful young, and they're all rooted in cowboy music.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, I'm an ex-rock, rhythm and blues kind of a guy, and I don't know. It's just like, for me, it's just the song, and when you hear a good song, you just really want to record it. But it's a pretty heavy scene.
Yeah,
and I'm lucky to be a part of it as an old vet.
Well,
but and my wife Leslie Alexander, she plays with Barney as well, and she's a great artist, and she kind of introduced me to the whole kind of acoustic thing 10 years ago.
Yeah.
She's got 3 records out, and through her I just kept meeting people in the thing, and it's just been getting heavier and heavier.
That's great.
So, yeah, just excited to be alive more than anything yeah. these days. So as far as reinvention of one's career, it has been great.
You're still a bit of a wild man too, Johnny.
I am.
We've had some wild nights in
Brighton.
I got to Brighton.
Bed at 7:30 the other morning. That's a respectable hour. But that's Winnipeg. It's always done that to me. But yeah, I used to play over at Broadway's and, you know, at the Fort Garry and stuff with a guy named John Donnelly from the Queen City Kids.
Yeah.
He and I had an indie label in Vancouver in 1985. So that was sort of the start of the whole production train.
Yeah.
And
that's great. I want to talk to Dustin a little bit. Welcome here.
Yeah.
You come by your musical roots, honestly. Your dad, of course, Barney Bentall, grew up around music. Didn't he try to talk you out of it at some point? Didn't he try to say, like, you know, get a job?
He didn't push it on me, that's for sure. But no, you know, he taught me my first song, of course, when I was about 12. And played in a really shitty band in high school, and he actually supported it a little bit. And then, you know, he just let me take it in my own stride. And when I got serious about it, he was 100% behind me. And I waited till I felt ready to make that record. And it was a no-brainer to want to do it with Johnny. I'd seen John play with the old man a bunch. And
yeah. That's great, and you can really tell that you waited to put out this record because it does sound original. I mean, it would be real easy for you to go in and play something that sounded a lot like your dad or play something that sounded a lot like somebody else, but I think it really shows that you took your time and made a record that sounds like Dustin Bentall instead.
Yeah, well, I mean, with Barn doing his thing, it was, you know, he had this rock band and they did their thing, but that wasn't all of what we listened to at home, you know. There was a pretty wide variety of records coming through our house, and I was able to listen to all kinds of music growing up, and I just, you know, when I got to a certain age, I found what it was that I really liked and started discovering some old, got into Graham Parsons and that whole cosmic American music scene, and that was where I was kind of like, this is cool.
Yeah.
This is what I really like. And then, of course, my music isn't all the way, you know, that direction. But, yeah, I mean, it's just all that music I listened to growing up.
Yeah, but it's certainly obviously rooted there. Mm-hmm. I mean, so was music a part of your life all your life, I guess?
Yeah, I didn't really get serious with it till after high school.
Yeah.
I mean, I could, you know, strum a few songs throughout school, but it was after that that I got into it more heavily.
Yeah.
And still, it's all pretty new to me, you know. The first time I played on stage with a band was Halloween last year, so.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty neat.
And you know, I spent the summer before that playing, you know, doing a few acoustic things around Vancouver, but it's all still pretty new, yeah.
So obviously, I mean, you obviously hang out with these guys a lot, and you've been touring with Ridley Bent and stuff like that. So you have a community that you're sort of connected to?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm looking forward to this week. Leroy and I have run into each other about twice, you know, over last year. But
haven't really had a good chance to hang out, so
yeah,
it'll be exciting.
This is the best way to do it.
For sure.
Get in the van.
Throwing Johnny in the van and driving across Canada. But yeah, I live with Ridley Bent and Cameron Latimer and Aaron Grant in Vancouver, and it's a good scene there. You know, it's,
no,
this country thing is starting to
it's,
sweep.
It's like this old haunted house on Victoria Drive in Vancouver, and you walk up these old rickety steps, and what's on either side of the door? Not cow horn head skulls, but horse skulls. Two of them. And it's just like, oh my God. And then you walk through the door and, well, you just never want to come out.
Yeah, it's pretty good. The house grows. It's constantly evolving. We got a big poster wall in the kitchen.
That's neat.
It's getting pretty three-dimensional now after these couple tours we've done this summer.
The museum.
Yeah.
Lira, you were talking the other day, and I didn't know if you were entirely serious about this Barney Bentall tour with all you guys playing together.
Yeah, it's going to be amazing. I don't really know what we're going to do yet.
What's it called again? Barney?
The Grand Caribou Opry, I think.
Yeah, Barney Bentall and the Legendary Hearts and the Grand Caribou Opry something or other. Yeah. But it all started off in Clinton. We went up there. I brought my steel up and played with Barney and his rock band, and it was a sea of cowboy hats out there at the Clinton Rodeo, and just a few other people were sitting in and stuff, and all of a sudden it was this big country orchestra. It was so much fun that I think we're going to go out and get matching shirts and take it on the road. Yeah,
that sounds like a really fun show for you guys and for us as well.
Yeah. I mean, we're coming here to do it. Actually, it's looking like at the Cultural Center
at the West End.
Yeah, somebody got a taste of it, and they want to bring us.
It's going to be a quick one, like a month to promote it, but it looks like it might be the first week in December.
Wow. Well, we are on board. Believe me, to spread the word about that.
Yeah. So it's not absolutely, you know, 99%.
So who all is planning to take part in this?
Okay, it's Barney and the band, myself, Leroy, Dustin, Ridley Bent, Cam Latimer, my wife Leslie Alexander, Colin Nairn, who's Barney's guitar player forever, his wife Wendy Bird is an amazing, kind of like a late 60s, early 70s vintage country singer. Like just
really?
The best you've ever heard, yeah. And so it kind of revolves around her and Barney.
Wow.
They've found all these old classic tunes. And and whoever comes on board after that.
That's
what was
neat.
Your name, the fiddle player?
Oh, Dion. I was going to try and talk Deonna Davies.
Yeah. For sure.
Might get her involved. So a lot of people.
That's great. So it sounds like a lot of great things going on.
Maybe hitch up an extra wagon. Get all the instruments out of here.
And it's kind of cool that you guys all have sort of newish records to promote at the same time.
Yeah,
and,
kind of helps.
The stars kind of aligned to let you do that kind of thing, so that's great.
Yeah, and it's great.
Well, I think, like I said, I don't know, for me it's just about playing, getting out there and playing with people and learning new stuff and being forced into that, you know, it's pretty cool.
I bet.
That's cool.
He just keeps shrugging his shoulders. Like, like
it's
he wants
only a plane.
It's just a plane.
All right.
They'll hold the plane for me. I won an award. What are they gonna
of course.
That's true. The award-winning Ken Beattie.
Town,
you can't leave without him. So if you guys want to play a couple more songs and give Ken back his guitar and...
play a song.
All right. I'll do one.
Can I make a request?
Sure.
And feel free to say no, but my absolute favorite song lately is Such a Shame.
Yeah, I was just thinking that too.
That's such a great song. I mean...
The
do them both if you
in
want.
The other room.
The what?
The harmonica. You could do it without
where's
it.
Where's that?
I'll grab it. Oh, I don't have the strap.
Oh, it's okay. It's okay. Well, you know what? Well, we can play that off the CD after we're done.
Let's do it.
Let's do it right now.
Yeah.
Get here, should we stand up?
Whatever you prefer.
I wish you all
all could have seen us one time. We was trying to cross the New York State borderline. They wanted to know all along what she was doing so far from home. They found some grass in a tobacco sack. I thought for sure they was gonna send us back. Boys, I tell you, she had all the lines. I guess them boys just had to crack. And it's such a shame, she had such a pretty face. It's such a shame she found a resting place. I hope she sounds as pretty in this song, 'cause now she's gone. Pearl white eyelids, they captured me. How could they not? I was 17. I worked so hard that summer just to have her. How foolish of I to think it lasts forever. Boys, I tell you, she had it turned on, but now she's gone. It's such a shame, she had such a pretty face. Such a shame she found a resting place. I hope she sounds as pretty in this song, because now she's gone. She lay in a puddle of blood, pushed off the highway and into the mud. I held her in my arms the day she died. Yeah, that's no lie. And it's such a shame, she had such a pretty face. Such a shame she found her resting place. I hope she sounds as pretty in this song, 'cause now she's gone. It's such a shame, she had such a pretty face. Such a shame she found her resting place. I hope she sounds as pretty in this song, 'cause now she's gone.
And thank you, Ken, for for letting us hang on to your guitar for a little longer.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. I'm speechless after that. Leroy, you got something for us? Or?
Oh, crap. Any requests? What about the one we were talking about this morning?
Oh, yeah. Any where I live?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That was killer last night.
All day today.
Killer.
Let's see if I can find a guitar pick.
There's a cigarette burning and a boy on the stage. about the government concealing all its rape. There's an old man in the back yelling, spilling all his beer, while the bouncers got him by the neck to drag him out of here. But the rain's falling hard on a town with a woman's name. Ain't no better than the others, little nice and just the same. It's where I live, no big deal. Think you're moving fast, find you're spinning your wheels. This is where I live, seems like a joke. House you can't afford and lots of pretty folks. This is where I live, this is where I live, this is where I live. Raw sewage in the deep blue sea. If it's out of sight, out of mind, it don't affect you or me. If this protest is singing down on Parliament Hill, words falling on deaf ears against their free will. But the rain's falling hard on a town with a woman's name. Ain't no better than the others, little nice or just the same. It's where I live, no big deal. Think you're moving fast to find you spinning your wheels. It's where I live, seems like a joke. How she can't afford and lots of pretty folks. Where I live, where I live, where I live, where I forest is burning from a half-lit cigarette. Take what you can, go as far as you can get. There's an out-of-work logger staring down the barrel of a gun, while the fat cats in the business suits repay for all their fun. But the rain's falling hard on a town with a woman's name. Ain't no better than the others, little nicer, just the same. This is where I live, no big deal. Think you're moving fast to find you're spinning your wheels. This is where I live, seems like a joke. House you can't afford and lots of pretty folks. Where I live, it's 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 where I live.
Good, good, good stuff, gentlemen. Thank you so much. Real treat having you all here. I just I can't thank you all enough for coming.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me again.
And we will definitely be looking forward to that show early December, I think you said, John?
Yeah.
Pardon me?
Oh, early December. That,
for yeah, us. Yeah.
Hope, maybe we can fit everybody in this room.
If you, yeah, just give me your number and we'll call you.
Oh, yeah, of course. We'll
Done.
We'll have it all rigged up.
Done deal. All right, I guess after talking about Barney so much, we'll play something off his CD, if that's all right with you guys.
Let's do it.
Cool.
You know, you're not that selfish that you don't mind me playing somebody else's stuff?
The old man.
The old man.
All right.
Destin's old man.
All right, let's play The Old Man. A Man Is from Barney Bentall from his new album, Gift Horse. Thanks for being here, gentlemen. Tell the band to go home.
Tank half empty, tank half full. Why don't you grab a hold of that rope and help me pull? Right now, I could use a little help, not another blowing fuse. Just asking, I ain't pleading. You're the one that's needing a change. I know I'm singing the same old song, but a man is what he thinks about all day long. An old Indian once told me, never weaken. Then I heard the preacher say, turn the other cheek and walk away. Once we start walking, we've chosen our path. But just this once, can you try to be strong? I'm waiting in here, be it right or wrong. Roll on. A man is what he thinks about all day long. A man is what he thinks about all day long. End up down on my knees. Just can't do it anymore. Fuck something up. Fight back the violence. Shrug your shoulders and fall into silence and walk away. Maybe you think I'm drawing a line in the sand, but I'm only looking for a helping hand, and yet you walk away. Try to be strong for me. I'm waiting in here, be it right or wrong. You see what I'm saying? A man is what he thinks about all day long. A man is what he thinks about all day long. About all day long. The man is what he thinks about all day long.
Brand new from Barney Bentall on True North Records, a great, great record called Gift Horse, A Man Is, and saw him there at the casino last night. He's playing, I think he's doing a song tonight at the big award show at the Big Walker Theater, along with Corb Lund is going to be there, and I think Jan Arden is there, and all kinds of folks. Should be a great show tonight at the Walker. If you want to go, we have tickets to give away, so just give us a call, 269-8636, 269-UMFM. It's a pretty star-studded affair, and it should be a lot of fun tonight. So if you can make it, just give us a call and we'll hook you up. We'll have a good time.